Hello.
Hello, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Alexandria. Can I have the zip code on file to assist you today?
27587.
You said 27587.
Yes.
Thank you for that. And can I have your first and last name, please?
Todd Hilliard. It's Hillyard.
Alrighty, thank you for that. Give me one moment to locate that account. Thank you for that brief hold. And can I have your first and last name to verify for, I mean, not your first and last name, your address for security purposes?
Yeah, it's 7404 Ridge Falls Lane, Wake Forest, North Carolina.
Thank you for that. I see here that you have the Boost and the Enhance RX, which are great male enhancement products. How can I help you?
I had ordered just a sample, and looks like my card is tried to be charged twice, and I'm not sure. I didn't authorize any of that, or I'm not sure what's going on with that. But I don't want any kind of recurring plan or anything like that.
Alrighty, so I do see here that you started your trial back on March 18th. No, not March 18th, I apologize. April 18th. When you started that trial, do you recall clicking a button that stated you were at least 18 years of age?
I don't remember, probably.
Alrighty, well, in that button was the terms and conditions. In the terms and conditions, it states that your trial is free of charge for the first 2 weeks. And if you do not call during that 2 week trial period, then you're automatically billed for the products that you already received. So you were billed for the products that were already delivered to your home. It wasn't for a subscription or any new products.
I've only received what I paid for.
Yes, sir. That's what you were billed for because it was only free for the first 2 weeks.
That's be total BS. So if that was in the terms and conditions, it must have been in very fine print that you can barely read because I would never have agreed to that. So I'm asking. My bank called me, and they the fraud actually the fraud prevention called me on these charges. One of them they declined, the other one's trying to go through. So they advise that I call you guys first to make sure that that can get taken off. If not, then they'll take further action.
So
So
how do you
can
like
you
the product?
do
Because if you like the product, I can go ahead and send you a free one in the mail and give you a 75% discount on future purchases.
Nah, I'm not interested in that now because I don't like the way this went down. And I checked you guys out. You have a D plus by Better Business Bureau, so I don't like this type of business practice, so I don't want anything to do with it. So
Alrighty, so I can go ahead and get you canceled out. Are you ready for that cancellation number?
the charge that's trying to go through, that's going to be reversed.
On our end, the charge has already gone through. I do see here where the bank declined the other one, but on our end, it's already completely gone through.
Yeah, so you need to refund that.
Unfortunately, due to the terms and conditions, I'm not going to be
Not
able to refund that
yet.
price because you did not call during your 2 week time frame.
No,
I
so that's
can give you the
bullshit.
website that I will have to disconnect this call if that language continues because it is
Oh.
currently being recorded.
Oh, okay. That's BS. So tell me what to do, because this is, you realize you guys have a D plus by the Better Business Bureau, which means that this shady business practice, correct?
I'm not quite sure what you're referencing. This is actually a third-party call center, and we handle hundreds of products, so I'm not quite sure what you're referencing in particular. But
The company that you represent.
I can give you the website that you order from, so you can see it in writing.
Now, I don't care about the terms because the terms were they were not I would have noticed them if they were, if it wasn't in fine print. There's a lot of deceptive business practice out there on the internet, and this is obviously one of them. If the bank flagged it's because it happens a lot. So, you either refund it or the bank's going to refund it, and they're going to file a complaint.
Alrighty, well, you do have every right to file a dispute with your bank, and when you file that dispute with the bank, they are going to give us a call to see where the charges are coming from. And so that's when we will just let them know that you placed your order back on the 18th, and per terms and conditions that you had to give us a call by the 7th to cancel, and because we didn't receive that call is why you were billed. So they probably won't be able to issue you a refund, but as a courtesy today, I
yeah, they
can
will.
Issue you a 75% discount. I mean, a 75% refund on the charge that did go through.
No.
So you're declining the 75%?
No, I need 100%.
So you're declining the 75% refund?
I need 100%.
I just have to confirm that you're declining the 75% refund.
I'm telling you, I'm requesting 100%. I'm asking you to do the right thing.
I just have to, all of our calls are recorded, and we just have to take notes, so I just have to confirm that you are declining the 75% refund.
I'm not going
to
confirm anything. I'm telling you, I'm requesting 100%. I mean, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. This business that
you
represent.
I offered you a refund.
No, that's not acceptable. It's not acceptable. It's shady business practice. It's unethical. And I'm asking you to refund the amount that you charged. The bank's going to dispute it anyway. Why go through all the trouble? Hello.
I'm here. I was trying not to talk over you because we kept talking at the same time, so I was just letting you speak.
Is that what happened? Okay. So, yeah, full refund or the bank's going to refund it.
I just have to confirm that you are declining the 75% refund.
I'm not going to confirm anything. I know what you're doing. Again, it's unethical and it's shady. And, you know, I would feel bad having to do this to people every day. So I'm asking you, are you going to refund 100%? Otherwise, I'll take it up with my bank and there'll be another complaint filed against your company who has a D+ Better Business Bureau rating. You do know what the Better Business Bureau is, correct?
Yes, sir, I do. I'm not slow.
Okay, well, earlier when I asked you, you said you didn't know
I didn't know which company you were referencing. I know what the Better Business Bureau is and all the other business bureaus as well.
Okay. Well, the company, you don't know what company I'm referring to? The company that charged my credit card?
No, I was saying I'm not sure what you're referring to when you said that there's a D. I've never went and looked up the rating of
yeah.
the company.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's actually a D+, so.
Okay. I'm just trying to go through protocol, so I just have to confirm that you are denying the 75% refund so I can
I'm
go
not
going to
confirm
step.
Anything because that's shady. You're going to try to commit me to something that
I'm not trying
I'm not
to commit
gonna,
you to anything. That's why I just need you to respond if you're accepting or declining.
I'm not going
to
respond. So I'm asking you, are you going to refund my card?
That's what I'm trying to do, but, like, you're not trying to help me go to
no,
the next
No,
step.
You're not trying to do that. You're trying to refund 75%, and I'm not – I'm telling you I need 100%.
I understand that. So that's what I'm saying. I just need to make sure that you're declining it so I can go to the next step to further assist you. There's no trap. There's no loop. I just need to confirm
okay,
that
so
you're
the
declining.
Okay, so the next step is you're going to.
75%.
I'm declining 75% if you're going to refund 100% of my money.
Alrighty, your account has been refunded in full. Can I do anything else for you today?
No, you know what? That was complete, just bottom of the barrel scum. Business practice that you went through right there. You know, you knew that the charge was borderline fraudulent because apparently you have the company has this fine print that terms and conditions have to be clear. I mean, that's standard business practice. And then you walked me through this thing and said that you wouldn't refund my money. That you would do. And then you said 75%, and then you said 100. So I hope you sleep well at night, or you might want to find a better company to work for.
Would you like your cancellation number?
Yes, I certainly would.
So it's going to be C as in Charlie, 52028.
Thank you.
Alrighty, there's also been a refund email that has been sent to the email that you put on file, and the money should be back in your account in the next 3 to 5 business days.
All right, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.